Okay, usually we think that there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, which in fact there is, but there's also an iser to build a Beis HaMikdash, which appears in this week's parasha. If you remember, there used to be the Holy Land Hotel that had a model of the Beis HaMikdash that was actually involved in the scandal that sent Prime Minister Ehud Olmert to jail because he was trying to arrange for some sale of the Holy Land Hotel to someone he knew, and that was creating some problems. But the question is, are you allowed to build a model of the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Torah in this week's parasha says, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Atem re'isen kimel ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. This is right after Maimon Har-Sinai. So right after Maimon Har-Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I spoke to you min ha-shamayim, and lo sasun iti Elohei chesef Elohei zohav lo sasu lachem. Don't make avodah zarah. No? That's the pashtus in the pasuk. Don't make avodah zarah. Make a mizbeach, etc. That's what the Torah says. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah has what Rabbi Schechter always calls an additional level of interpretation. Right? Which means that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in this puzzle, Sasun Iti, is going to say that there's an iser to make images of those things which are with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the stuff that's with the Ribbono Shel Olam includes heavenly bodies. It includes malachim, right? You can't make images of angels. Not that I'd have any... By the way, those are such hard psukim to understand what the malachim look like in Yeshayah, Yechezkel. So difficult to understand. But you can't make an image of it, right? You can't make an image. And not only that, lo sazon iti, don't make the stuff that's with me, don't make the stuff that's with the Ribbono Shel Olam, don't make an imitation of the Beis HaMikdash. Don't make an imitation. Let's learn the Gemara. Right? That's what Gemara. The Gemara says, Snan Hasam. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Demus, Suros, Levanos, Hayalola, Rabbi Gamliel, Bali Yasso, Betavla, Bekosel. Rabbi Gamliel had images of moons in his attic. Shebehen Maris had Yotas, Omelahen, Kazeri Isem, O Kazeri Isem, right? Let's say you have Edim who are coming to say that it's Rosh Chodesh. So sometimes people might be linguistically deficient, and they might not be able to articulate, right? So, kozeri isem, kozeri isem. Right? What exactly did you see? Did it look like this? Did it look like that? Right? That's what Gamliel said. That's what he showed them. Frankly, my mishari, haksib lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmus shamoshai hamshamshim lefonai. Frankly, Gamliel, how are you allowed to make these planets the models of the moon phases? I lo sasun iti. The pasuk says, don't make images of these things are Shem Shamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Abaya, lo asu ta'a shamoshin she'ef shalasos kamosan. Abaya's answer is, you know what, the Isser is only to make shamoshim that you can make. Can you really make a moon? Not shayach. The moon is too big, right, to can't make a real moon. So therefore there's no Isser to make a moon. Kiditanya, like we learned the Braisa, lo yas odam bayis tavnes heichal. That's our Isser. I'm not allowed to make a house tavnis heichal. I'm not allowed to make a house that is the image of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not allowed to make achsadra tavnis ulam. I'm not allowed to make an achsadra, like a pavilion, right, that looks like the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. I can't make a chatzar tavnis azara. I can't make a courtyard that looks like the Azar in the Beis HaMikdash. I can't make Shulchan, Tavnis Shulchan. Minayra, Tavnis Minora. Ava Osa, Shalhei, Shalvav, Vishalches. I'm allowed to make a Minayra of 5 Kanim, 6 Kanim, 8 Kanim, Vishal Zayim Lo Yasa. Don't make a Minora of 7 Kanim, Afilu Shashar Mine Matris. Even if it's not made out of gold. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was gold. I'm not allowed to make a 7-pronged menorah, even if it is any other metal. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can't even make a wooden menorah, because the Hasmoneans, as they're called, they made a wooden menorah. So he said, no, Misham Rai, it really wasn't wood. Really, it was not wood, it was iron that they covered up with some lead. Hashiru, they made a shal kesef, chazru v'hashiru asam shal zahav. Kama. Right, so now let's just stop for here. The Gemara says, I'm not allowed to make shamashim, which at this point in the Gemara means I'm allowed to make a moon, because it's not shayich to make a real moon, but I'm not allowed to make those things that it would be shayich to make the real thing of. Zozomeres, I'm not allowed to make bayis tavnes heichal. I can't make an imitation Beis HaMikdash, no? Holy Land Hotel. We'll have to talk about...
Does it have to be a scale?
Wait. The answer is yes. But the fact is, there's an Isser in the Gemara not only to make an imitation Beis HaMikdash, but to make imitation Kalim. I can't make something like a Menorah. I'm not allowed to make something of Zion Kanim. And the Gemara discusses, what about if it's not metal? Now, by the way, Rebbe Yoshev, Zichrono Livracha, said, and I saw Rabbi Pesach Frank also said this, that this is the teretz to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Beis Yosef in Chanukah asks, how come you have 8 days of Chanukah? L'cha'ora, the Nes is only 7 days, so why do we have 8 days of Chanukah? Famous Kasha. And for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Pesach Frank, you know what the teretz is? There's an Isser d'oiraisa to make a seven-pronged menorah. If I'd have 7 days of Chanukah, we'd light candles on 7 days. And that would mean that every single Jew would be in violation. This Isser d'oiraisa. Therefore, we have an eighth day of Chanukah, and we commemorate something that wasn't miraculous to prevent us from violating this Torah prohibition of having a seven-pronged menorah. Mark, you look like you're in disbelief.
I don't like it because, you know, the whole thing is like a hit or miss, but it wasn't like, well, isn't there a shit you can't have seven prong in the right? Yes. But, yeah, I mean, if you make a seven prong, it's not real six. It's too halakhic. Right, this is six. Upstairs, I think it's seven, actually. I'm just saying that there are a lot of details to, like, the cups and the branches.
So we'll talk about the details of the cups and the branches in a few minutes. We'll get there. The kaftar of a ferach, etc., on the menorah. The menorah was... The Machon HaMikdash built an imitation menorah, having in mind that this should be the real menorah, la'asud lavo. That when the Beis HaMikdash comes down min ha-shamayin, ki ba'eish ata asud levnosa, the Beis HaMikdash will come down min ha-shamayin, like Rashi and Taisus Reina Rosh Hashanah, so then we'll have a menorah ready to put in and to go, because the Machon HaMikdash people built it.
It's made out of Zav.
It's beautiful. I mean, you see it on the steps going down to those steps going down to the Kotel. Now, but the fact is, there's an Isser d'oraisa to make kalim similar to the kalim of the Mikdash, and there's a discussion in the Gemara about what about other males. Now, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, one second. You're telling me that you're allowed to make a moon or something, but we see that the Gemara, we see elsewhere that I'm not allowed to make imitations of Malachim. Right? And you can't make a real angel. So the Gemara goes back and forth. And eventually the Gemara really says that Lamaisa it's also to make imitation moons. How come Rabbi Gamliel did it? So the Gemara says he didn't really do it himself. He had Goyim do it for him. No? Shani Rabbi Gamliel, it's eight lines before the end of this section. Shani Rabbi Gamliel, the Acherim Asulo. He didn't do it. He had Goyim do it for him. Tosis asks the Kasha, I Amir Lo Nochri. Right? Is it Isidore Raisa? Maybe. To suffik in Bav Metziyah Daf Tzadi, whether the Isser of Amir Lo Nochri applies only on Shabbos or to all Isurim, no? So, Tais HaSakasha, isn't there an Isser of Amir Lo Nochri? How could Rebbe Gamliel have had a goy make these moon phases for him? So Tais HaSakasha answers, mitzvah shiny. Now, there is a discussion about whether Amir Lo Nochri is mutter b'makom mitzvah at all, no? The Baal HaItter famously in Hilchos Shabbos Paskins, Amir Lo Nochri is mutter b'makom mitzvah. The Baal HaItter generally is completely rejected. We spoke about this briefly. We're only mekel like the Baal HaItter, like if the Eira falls down in Shabbos, we're mekel to have a goy do with the Do'iraisa. to help the whole community not violate the Isser of carrying.
That's
Mitzvah Derabim or something along those lines. But apparently, Amir al Nachmi by Sha'ar Isurim, Taisa says, will be make up a Makam Mitzvah. That tells us here in Avodah Zarah Mem Gimel. Oh, so then the Gemara continues, who says it's going to be Mutter just because Achirim did it for you? Why is that going to be a Heter? So the Gemara answers that maybe, let me go slowly. The Gemara basically says, shouldn't there be a concern, I said it backwards, shouldn't there be a concern that there's Cheshada? Won't people suspect that when Gamliel did it himself, he built it himself? So Gemara answers that we're not worried about Cheshad because Rabbi Gamliel is a Nasi and Rabbim always come there. Alternatively, the Gemara says, Diprakim Havoi, that the menorah, the moon phases Rabbi Gamliel made were small pieces that he could put together and take apart, like an erector set. So, because it's Diprakim, therefore there's no Cheshad because they take it apart and put it back. Or else, when Hislam made shiny, or else it's mutter to do it in order to teach the dinim. That's the Gemara. Okay. So, Bekitzur HaMa'aseh, we see from this Gemara that the Isser of Losas on the E.T. don't make stuff similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam means don't make angels, don't make suns and moons, no, don't make pictures. It's not a Pashat Shaila about making picture of the sun or the moon, no? Usually, they used to tell us in elementary school to make in the corner of the paper. That way it's not a complete moon, not a complete sun. No? However, the Poskim say, what do you mean? Who says if it's not complete, it's mutter? We see Rabbi Gamliel had images of the moon. The Gemara asks, isn't it usser? Obviously, he didn't have images of a complete moon, because
there's no phases of the sun.
There's no phases of the sun. But you don't... So, they used to tell us as kids to make the sun in the corner. Right? Remember that? So that you don't have a complete sun.
No,
it's like...
No, I win this goal.
I thought we're Yidden over here.
Yeah.
Okay? Fine. So I can't make these celestial bodies. I'm not allowed to make angels. I'm not allowed to make Beis HaMikdash stuff that looks like the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Oh. Now, let's go slowly. We'll divide this into two parts. When I say I can't make the Beis HaMikdash, which Beis HaMikdash? The first one? The second one? Or the third one?
How about the first and the second?
Maybe the first and the second. Ken Zayin. But they were different. They had different dimensions, no? And which Beis HaMikdash is Aser? That's really the question. So...
We don't know how it's
going to
look.
We have Pesukim in Yechezkel that tell us about the third Beis HaMikdash. Right? So, not easy to figure out what it's talking about. But some say that we know a little bit what the third Beis HaMikdash will look like. And that's what Meseches Midos is about, no? There's a whole Mesechta in Shas called Midos. L'may Nafkamina is Meseches Midos. So the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Midos, right? By the way, as a kid, I used to think Maseches Midos is about being like a nice person, and you opened it up, and like had nothing to do with it, right? But what's Maseches Midos? It's the dimension of Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes in the Perish HaMishnah and the Hakdama to Midos, the idea is to prepare for the third bias, so that we'll know what it looks like. The Rambam was Shitoso, holds that the third Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built by God. Rashi and Tosfos write the third Beis HaMikdash will be built by God, no? But the Rambam writes that Melech HaMashiach is going to come and he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? These are Shailas I hope we get the answer to very soon. But the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah. By the way, according to Rashi and Tosfos, there's no mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because mitzvah means something that's noheg miyad or ledoyreis. There's no mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash because it's going to come down from the Shamayim. Right? That's what... Right? But the Rambam holds there is a mitzvah. And because there is a mitzvah, that's why for the Rambam there is Meseches Midos. So the Acharonim asked Kasha, maybe that's not true. maybe Maseches Midos is not only for the tell me how to build the third Beis HaMikdash, maybe there's a nafgamina b'zman hazeh about what I'm not allowed to build. I'm not allowed to build something like that Beis HaMikdash, right? Oh. So is it the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, or the third Beis HaMikdash? Rashi in Avodah Zarah writes, Bayis Tavnes Heichol, Zogt Rashi, Be'erko Rochbo Rumo Vishir Midas Psachov. Avam Nishtana B'miktzas Mutter. Ready, Dov, you asked this before. Rashi says that the Iser Bayis Tavnes Heichol is height, width, and length. And Shi'or Midas Psachov. And the measurements of the opening of its doors. Rashi in Menachos writes, Tavnes Heichol, you see the Rashi in Menachos, two sources from now, L'midas orech rocha bekoma, shitei domelo bishlashtan. Rashi says only length, width, and height. He doesn't say about the doors. The Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim was Reb Ephraim Zalmei Margolius. He was the Raven Brod, no? I think the story goes that Reb Shlomo Kluger was like a businessman in Brod, and the Beis Ephraim was the Rav. And what happened was, at one point there was like a complicated shayla, and this businessman ended up speaking over with the Rav, and they realized that like Erkin Gutlernin. So the story, I think, in the Beis Ephraim, they say that after he realized that Reb Shlomo Kluger is such a goyin, he decided not to paskin shaylas without first discussing with Reb Shlomo Kluger. But the Beis Ephraim has this question in Siman Yud. Is the Isra in the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, maybe third Beis HaMikdash, maybe both one and two, maybe you could violate the Isra either way, right? So, he tainas that maybe this is a machlokas between the two different Rashis. You see, Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, that's described in the Psukim and Sefer Malachim Aleph, only have height, width, and length. It doesn't say anything about how large the door openings are. We have traditions about how large the door openings are in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, you don't have it at all. So maybe the Rashi that says, right, Rashi in Avodah Zarah, it says, Shir Midas Psacha, maybe that's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. But the Rashi in Menachos is talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, the Cheshek Shlomo is the Dayan Rav Shlomo of Vilna. He points out that maybe this question is two different tosasin. The Gemara says, I shouldn't make an achsadra tavnis ulam. No? Shouldn't make an achsadra tavnis ulam. So Tosfos over here writes that an ulam is parts b'milu'o l'ruach mizrachis. The ulam is open completely on the eastern side. That's what you say in Perkel Yachbar, that the ulam hazeh is domet achsadra. It's said, ruach sonis enim etzubeves. So Tosis comments that it's called an achsadra, even though it is open completely on side number 4. That's Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, however, the bottom of the page, going over to the next page, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah writes, that Lefisha Haisa Pisco Gidola Kari Le Achsadra, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah says that an achsadra is not completely open. When you say achsadra dumya dehechal, it's not completely open on side 4, because the Mishnah in Midos says that they had gifufi, they had these jet walls that jetted out 15 amos on the side, on each side. Right? So I have, if I have 3 complete walls, and then on side number 4 I have 15 amos over here, 15 amos over here, it's called an achsadra, even though it's not completely open on side 4. Now, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah is saying that it's not completely open on side 4. Tosis in Avodah Zarah sounds like it is completely open on side 4. One could argue that this is a difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, no? Especially if Midos is about Bayis Sheni, again, unclear, the Rambam says about Bayis Shlishi, but if this would be about Bayis Sheni, so we'd understand that. Now, the Mesha Chochma on this week's parasha goes a step further. He says that, you know what? Maybe the Isser is to make an imitation Beis HaMikdash when there is a real Beis HaMikdash. And to make an imitation menorah when there is a real menorah. Right? Meaning to say that Bizmanenu, that I don't have Ladavonenu a Beis HaMikdash menorah, maybe the Isser doesn't apply. Right? By the way, the Holy Land Hotel is going to be mutter because it's not the same size. Right? Rashi wrote, it's got to be an exact replica. A model, even a two-scale model, doesn't count. Right? But
in
Camp Monk, they built a base on, a model based on Mikdash. What?
Mishkan with the cross and everything.
Yeah, oh, this was a long time ago. It's still there, I think. Oh, gosh. You didn't go to Camp Monk.
No, I didn't.
Also, not Camp Monk. You missed out. I was in Camp Monk. I put in my time. Is it, it's in the social hall or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you were there when they...
I was on the 50s. Yeah.
Way before my time.
I was there in 57 to 59.
Yeah. The fact is, to build a model based on Mikdash, a model Mishkan is okay, but you can't make it to scale. The Meshach Chochma say you could even make it to scale Bizman Hazeh, because there's no real one. Now, that machlokas might be taloy in something else. Let's go a step further. Let's learn in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll... Here, by the way, here, the Pesachim Tshuva Ois Yud Gimel quote on the second side, the Beis Ephraim that we mentioned. I am true Beis Ephraim. Shinestapik Eza Hechal Ka'amah. Shari Hechal Bayis Arishon, the height was 30 Amis. Bayis Sheni, the height was 40 Amis. Right? Which one is it? Mi Yamina, the Gamlasas Hechal Sherumo Shloshim Asim, Echad Bayis Arishon Hayakach. Odom, Adavka Hechal Sherumo Arbam Asar. Acha Shinu Bayis Sheni, Nishtan Adin. Behelagan Tavnis Bayis Arishon Asar. Notice the Beis Ephraim has a suffix. Right, whether it's Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni, he says, well, nice up both. He doesn't say that it's just on Bayis Shlishi. Right? But again, we don't really know exactly the dimensions of Bayis Shlishi, although we could try to figure it out.
Could we Darshan is a Losas of Iti? We have the plans now for the third base of Mikdash. They have Shemaim, right? So Losas of Iti.
Don't make this, that's only the third base of Mikdash. Possibly. I don't know. We have to figure out these dinim. Shulchan Aruch quotes the din that you can't make a tafnis hecho kashir govho v'archo v'rochbo. It does not say, by the way, the rochav of the psachim, which would sound like it's going on bayis rishon, not bayis sheni, according to Beis Ephraim's diyuk. Can't make achsadra tavnis ulam, etc. Can't make shulchan tavnis shulchan, menorah tavnis menorah. You are allowed to make 5, 6, or 8, not 7. Even mishar minei matchas, it's aser. Afilu below gevim kaftorim uprachim, vafilu eino gavoa yudches tfachim. In other words, the iser to make a menorah is even if you don't have the gevim kaftorim uprachim, if you don't have all of these ornaments on the menorah, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gra disagrees. And the Gra assumes, this source I'm getting from the Chavatzalos HaSharon, of course, so the Gra disagrees, and the Gra says that the Isser is to make a menorah only if there is Kaftorim and Frachim. Providing it's a menorah of Zahav. The Gemara Menachas says that if you make it out of gold, you need Kaftor V'Ferach. Make it out of other metals, you don't need Kaftor V'Ferach. Okay. Now, let's just do two more things, and then we'll go on. And then we'll complete it, I guess. Shulchan Aruch quotes these dinim where? Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That would make sense. Mosas and Iti, don't make stuff with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Because you might end up worshipping it. Right? Makes sense in Avodah Zarah. Rambam, however, and this is a dik that Minchas Chinuch makes, the Rambam does not quote in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. For the Rambam, the Isser is based on Mora HaMikdash. It's not based on Avodah Zarah. Mora HaMikdash means I'm supposed to be in awe of the Beis HaMikdash, and part of the awe is that I'm not too familiar with it. The more familiar you are with something, the less awe you have. No? So the Rambam holds, I'm not allowed to make a Beis HaMikdash out Mora HaMikdash. Now, the Rambam, Lishitaso, holds that the Isser to make Kalim is also out Mora HaMikdash. Because there's a famous machlokes, Rambam and Ramban, about whether the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash includes the Kalim or not. The Rambam tells me that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash means don't build the Beis HaMikdash with the Kalim. The Ramban says, no, the Mikdash is l'chud, and the Kalim are l'chud. No? That's why, for example, the Ramban writes in Pashas Truma that the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is, the Beis HaMikdash is a makam hashras hashchina. Right? The Ramban writes the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, is a continuation of Maimon Har Sinai. There was hashras hashchina on Sinai to continue. You don't need Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam tells me at the beginning of Beis HaBechira, mitzvahs esei lasos bayis l'Hashem, muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos. For the Rambam, a Beis HaMikdash is a place to do Avodah. The Rambam will say there's no such thing as a Beis HaMikdash without Kalim. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Avodah. For the Ramban, the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Hashras Hashchina. Avodah is a separate mitzvah. That's why the Ramban has separate mitzvahs of making the Kalim. For the Rambam, making the Kalim is all part of the mitzvah of the Mikdash. And the Rambam, because making the Kalim is part of the mitzvah of the Mikdash, I would contend, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah or the iser of making an imitation Beis HaMikdash is based on Mora HaMikdash. Imitation Kalim is based on Mora HaMikdash. Kalim and Mikdash are the same. No? The Ramban would have to say, no, it can't be based on the Mikdash. It has to be based on Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus in the Gemara is, Lo Sason Iti, talking about like the angels also. It sounds more like the Ramban. But the Ramban would say that the mitzvah is a mitzvah based on, right, the Mora HaMikdash. Oh. I thought as a kid, years ago, I think I may have said this over here once, I don't mean that anymore, that the Rambam holds that women have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, no? And everyone asks, how come women have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? It's mitzvah says Shazma and Grammy, you don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yontim, you don't build the Beis HaMikdash Belayla, how come there's a mitzvah for women to build it? I thought the teretz is that since according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash includes the Kalim, so the Isser is B'yoim Hakim Es HaMishkan. The structure of the Mishkan has to be B'yom. But you can make the Kalim Belayla also. And that's why Noshim can be included in the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash, because it's not mitzvah Es Shazma and Grammy, since the Kalim is part of it, and the Kalim you can make at night. This is what I thought in my youth. I think it's still correct. Now, the basic yisod might be like this. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a suffix in the Tiferes L'Moshe about if a goy builds a Beis HaMikdash for you, you're allowed to use it. Is it Aser B'Hanoah? L'cha Ora, this should depend on our machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. They hired the workers from Tyre, right? Those are the Pesukim in Malachim. So that's a big question. How did they build the Beis HaMikdash with Goyish workers? Isn't there a mitzvah? So it's unclear. It could be that the workers, we've tried to read the Pesukim last time, that maybe the workers of Tyre instructed the Jews how to do it properly. If you read the Pesukim carefully, Lav Dafka, did the workers from Tyre themselves do it? But the Piskei Tshuva is a suffix. Let's say a guy builds a menorah for me, or a Beis HaMikdash for me. Am I allowed to benefit from it? Am I allowed to use it? This should be totally what we said. If it's based on the Isser Avodah Zarah, I'm not allowed to get Hanah from it. Right? Because it might be like Avodah Zarah. But if it's based on Mora HaMikdash and the guy did it, Meicha Tesi, right? And as I can't, right? I can't do it myself because that would show a lack of Mora HaMikdash, but maybe the guy, if the guy did it for me, maybe that's not going to be a problem. Now, One could suggest as follows. For the Rambam, the din is Mora HaMikdash. For the other Rishonim, the din is not to make kelim that might be used. See, for the Rambam, it's just that I'm supposed to be in awe of this place. So don't have kelim, which are part of the Beis HaMikdash, we explained, and I'm supposed to be in awe of it, so don't build it. The issue is on the building. The others might say, and it's a diuk from the Gemara like this, Shamashim HaMashamashim Lefonai. Don't make stuff that you'll use. Meaning to say, the Isser is if you might use it. Therefore, one could argue that maybe the Meshech Chochma is right according to the Ramban. If the Isser is not a Din Mori HaMikdash, this is not a Din of Avodah Zarah, so maybe the Isser is only Bizman HaZeh, the Isser is only Bizman HaMikdash when I might use it. But Bizman HaZeh, well, I'm not going to use it. I don't have Beis HaMikdash, I just have Menorah. I'm not going to use it. It's not Shamashem, so maybe it's not going to be a problem. And this also might depend on our question. If the din is shamoshim, stuff that I might use, so anything that would be kosher, even b'diyevet, I might use it. It's okay. But if the din is mora hamikdash, so then we could say the iser is only stuff that mamish looks like the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a menorah with kaftorim, prachim, etc. that looks like the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If it's not that, even though I might use it, it might be shamoshim, but it's not a din of mora hamikdash. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say tonight. I hope this was somewhat clear. Basically, there is a machlokas haposkim about whether the din applies in the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. We want to say it's machlokas both Rashi and Tosfos in two different places. And it's a suffix in the Beis Ephraim. He's machmir both ways. That's point one. Point two is what's the nature of the din? Is it out Mora HaMikdash? Or is the din out shamashim hamishamashim lefonai something akin to avodah zarah? One could argue that if it's out mora hamikdash, the din of mora hamikdash might be a din only in a mikdash that will be done again. The first Beis HaMikdash gone, over a bottle. So maybe there's no mora hamikdash on the seer of the first Beis HaMikdash. But if it's right? Perhaps, however, if it's based on Shamashim, based on some Isser and Avodah Zarah, etc., then it would apply even to first Beis HaMikdash stuff. Again, these are some of the thoughts that I had. Thank you for listening. We should have a good Shabbos.